From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's first major test to move his legislative agenda is set for later today, after Republicans postponed Thursday's vote in the House of Representatives on their health care reform bill over uncertainty about its passage. Mr. Trump has threatened his fellow Republicans with leaving Obamacare in place and focusing on other issues if they do not support a vote Friday on the new health care legislation, a signature campaign promise of repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Democrat Nancy Pelosi suggested that the reputation of some lawmakers is coming under scrutiny because of this health care bill.
Republicans vote to destroy health care coverage, especially in this brutal form, well, that vote is going to be tattooed to their heads. They can't say Donald Trump made me do it. He's not their boss. Their constituents are their bosses.
President Trump lobbied lawmakers who are not backing the bill, putting his skills as a dealmaker on the line. Trump, however, failed to win over the conservative House Freedom Caucus by Thursday's planned vote and even alienated some moderates afraid for their own political futures. The U.S. Senate's leading Democrat has said he will not vote for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee and is urging all members of his party to do the same. Senator Charles Schumer of New York said Thursday that he would lead a filibuster against appeals court Judge Neil Gorsuch. Republicans currently hold 52 seats in the Senate, meaning several Democrats would have to vote in favor of Gorsuch to end debate and approve his nomination. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Londoners held a vigil in Trafalgar Square on Thursday for the victims of the attack on Westminster. Nigel Persko and his wife Elizabeth were among the crowd.
And we relish our freedom, and we are proud to be British, we're proud to be Londoners, and we hope we are an open society who will welcome everybody here.
On Wednesday, police say 52-year-old Khalid Massad's SUV struck pedestrians, killing two on the Westminster Bridge before breaching Parliament's grounds and fatally stabbing a police officer. The attacker was then shot dead by police. Police are continuing their investigation, searching for a motive for the deadly attack. The Pakistan government says terrorists are financing their activities through waves of crime, including extortion, drug trafficking, and kidnapping. Pakistani media say the yet-to-be-released report cites the more than 200 local and international terrorist organizations generate billions of Pakistani rupees to fund their activities. The report also said some terrorist groups get rich off selling military equipment looted from NATO supplies that pass through Pakistani land before arriving in neighboring Afghanistan. Friday marks World Tuberculosis Day, and the World Health Organization is warning the battle to wipe out the global TB epidemic will not be won unless the stigma and discrimination of tuberculosis patients is brought to an end. Lisa Schlein reports on the launch of a new WHO ethics guidance for the treatment of people with tuberculosis.
The World Health Organization says stigma and discrimination against TB patients hamper efforts to wipe out this deadly disease. WHO Global TB Program Medical Officer Ernesto Jaramillo says vulnerable people such as migrants, prisoners, ethnic minorities, marginalized women and children are most likely to suffer abuse, neglect, and rejection. He says this prevents them from seeking treatment for tuberculosis. New WHO ethical guidance includes actions to overcome barriers of stigma, discrimination, and marginalization of people with tuberculosis. The agency says protecting the human rights of all those affected will save many lives and will make it possible to end this global scourge. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. State Department is asking American embassies and consulates around the world to identify certain groups that should get extra scrutiny when they apply for visas. This directive also instructs U.S. posts overseas to review the social media accounts of visa applicants who are suspected of terrorist ties or having been in Islamic State group-controlled areas. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.